I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Comedian Greg Warren grew up in St. Louis. He began his comedy career in Columbia and went on to Comedy Central and Last Comic Standing. He's in town for a run at the Westport Funny Bone. He has a new CD, and we'll talk to him a little bit later. Also here today, Pat Hazel, one of the original writers for Seinfeld. His one-man show, The Wonder Bread Years, examines pop culture and baby boom America. The Pulitzer Foundation is reaching out to a new audience with a nail art event tonight and a drag show tomorrow. Nancy Fowler reports on that a little bit later. We begin today with St. Louis Symphony President and CEO Fred Bronstein, who last night was part of a town hall meeting announcing the symphony's 2014-2015 season. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Great, Steve. Great to be here with you. I hope I don't have to be funny today, though. You have all these comedians on, and so...
I was counting on you maybe to do a warm-up for them.
I'm going to be your counterbalance to that.
Hey, we were talking just before we went on air, and you have a connection. You have a Seinfeld connection yourself.
I was just telling Adam that I believe...
Adam Crane is here.
Yeah, Adam Crane. That Jason Alexander, of course, of Seinfeld fame, serves on the Dean's Advisory Board at Boston University with myself and a number of other folks. Jason was a graduate, actually, of Boston University's School of Theater Arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to start this segment with a joke then?
No, I don't. Well, thanks.
You should think about that in the next town hall. So how did last night go? What's that event like?
That event was a lot of fun because it gives us a chance to really launch the season, celebrate a new season, and get everybody excited about what's coming up. And it's a fun way to do it. We have a conversation, David and myself. We take questions from the audience, both those folks that are in the hall and also online as well. So it's a lot of fun.
When you say David, you're referring to music director David Robertson. In fact, Fred, we have a clip from last night. This is David Robertson.
It will demonstrate to all of us here in St. Louis just how deep the power of the bench is in this orchestra, just how amazingly impressive the level of talent, the inspiration, the expertise, and the commitment that we have, which is the thing that makes this orchestra so great and makes me so delighted and proud to be celebrating my 10th season. And that seemed the way to go.
And that is David Robertson from last night's town hall meeting with the St. Louis Symphony. Fred Bronstein is here. You want to put that in context?
Sure. Well, you know, this is a year of anniversaries for us. It's the 135th anniversary of the orchestra. It's the 10th anniversary of, as you just heard, of David Robertson's as music director of the orchestra. It is the 20th anniversary of our concertmaster, David Halen. It's the 20th anniversary of Amy Kaiser, who is, of course, the director of our wonderful St. Louis Symphony Chorus. It also happens to be the 20th anniversary of our wonderful In Unison Chorus, 45th anniversary of Youth Orchestra. I could go on and on.
How long did it take you to memorize that?
It's amazing. It just all came together in that way. So one of the ways, as you heard, that we're really celebrating all of this is to really highlight our own musicians who are so fantastic, 50 of them doing solos throughout the season. So it's a great way to do that.
So that's something really – I mean, that's sort of a new concept.
It is. It is. And, you know, in fact, we were talking about this, and I don't know that there's another major orchestra, frankly, that has done anything like this that, you know, in terms of that kind of highlighting of the musicians in an orchestra on that scale. You know, and we're really proud about that. But I think, you know, we feel we can do it. The players, as you heard David say in that quote, are incredible. And it's very much part also of, I think, of the culture of this orchestra that, you know, the family culture of the orchestra and the sense of pride that everybody has in it.
Well, while we're talking about the individual musicians, there are some new hires, if I can put it that way.
Yes, we have a number of new players that have come on in the last year. So let me try to go down the list. We have Shannon Wood, who is our new timpani player. We have Anne Chumak, who's our new piccolo player. We have Karen Blisnick, our new wonderful principal trumpet player. We have our who am I forgetting now? Allegra Lilly, our new harp player. So it's a long, long list, and wonderful new players, of course, to join the roster of a great orchestra.
Without going into too much detail, I mean, it's quite a process to find new members and to add them, right? I mean, you look really across the globe, I guess.
It's an international process. You know, people, we get literally hundreds of people that want those positions, and the audition process is really rigorous. They come, they audition behind a screen, they then play with the orchestra, they sight read with the orchestra. It's a very, very, very challenging process, and you've got to be really good to win those positions.
Well, it's a good gig.
Yeah, it is.
Well, when David was here, I don't remember exactly when it was, a few weeks ago, we talked about a lot of things, including the last time you were at Carnegie Hall last year, which was pretty darn exciting, and you're going back.
We are. We are going back to Carnegie Hall in March of 2015, building on the success of Peter Grimes this past November. We have to wait for Carnegie to announce the program, so we're not going to do that today. But it's of course a real honor to be asked back there and to be able to play with the degree of regularity that we play at Carnegie Hall. It's a short list of orchestras that are American orchestras that are invited to do that regularly, and St. Louis Symphony is among them.
It's got to be fun for everybody to
go. It's great. I mean, the Peter Grimes, you know, performance was just, of course, it was on the 100th anniversary of Britain's birth. It was very special. It was a wonderful cast. The chorus was, of course, part of it, and it was really a spectacular event.
We're talking about the new season for the St. Louis Symphony. Another Nonesuch recording. I think it's been recorded but not released yet.
It has been recorded, and it's all in the process of being, produced at this point. And it will. We're hoping for release sometime in 2014, which also coincides with the 50th anniversary of Nonesuch. So we're proud to be a part of that. And this will be, of course, the second recording we've had of the music of John Adams in 3 years, really. We had a release in 2010, very, very well-received recording. And so we're, again, really proud to be able to do this again, have this project, and are very excited about
it. Dr. Atomic.
Right. That was Dr. Atomic, right. That's right, and Guide to Strange Places. And this will, of course, be City Noir and his new John Adams' new saxophone concerto.
In October, it's the annual gala.
That's right. This year, this is the sixth gala we're doing since we started to do the gala in 2009. It is with Long Long, who was last in St. Louis.
A pianist,
Long Long, who was last in St. Louis really when he was a kid. I mean, a real kid.
Really?
And yeah, it's a long time ago. So we're delighted to welcome him back. He's going to play the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. And then along with that also we have some Bach, which will feature also our principal flutist, Mark Sparks.
Mm-hmm. Also this year—
Oh, and I should also mention that please. The event is chaired by Lynn and Therese Britton. Therese is on our board. Volunteer leadership is so important for events like that, and we're grateful for their support for doing this.
And during this new season, the 14-15 season, I think you're going to be using – you're going to have a – maybe use a video component more than you have in the past?
We are. We have a – we got a very nice grant from the Regional Arts Commission to do some video production with some of the concerts. And so we're engaging Katie Tucker, who is a video artist, who has – David has worked with her on a couple of projects. And she will do on a number of concerts a video treatment that will be used sometimes between pieces and then with actual pieces. And it really will culminate with the final concert on the classical series of the year, which is a concert performance of Aida, which I should also mention has not been done in St. Louis. And so we're thrilled to be able to do that. And that will feature a video component almost in use as kind of a set design in a way for a concert version of this opera, and we're really excited about that.
So that the season finale is May 7th and 9th?
That sounds right.
That's about right. that's certainly something to look forward to. Also, let me ask you about this. Defiant Requiem.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that we are deeply engaged in is the community and also this idea of doing a wide range of music and productions and presentations, as you can tell from the season. This is a really interesting project. We are doing it in collaboration with the Jewish Federation and with the Anti-Defamation League. And the Defiant Requiem was a production conceived by conductor Murray Sidlin that is based on the Verdi Requiem, and it recreates a series of performances that took place in the Terezin concentration camp during World War II, performed by inmates. There were some 16 performances of the work, and it was a way of surviving. And the production is an extremely moving treatment of the Verdi Requiem. It actually includes a performance of the Verdi Requiem, but there are visual components, there are interviews, there are there are theatrical components, if you will, that bring all of this experience to life. So it's a very special project, and we're really looking forward to presenting that in St. Louis for what I'm sure will be the first time.
Mm-hmm. Live at Pell Hall.
Yes.
That's always fun.
It is. We began this 5 years ago, and it's become a huge way for the organization to bring in new audience members, to reach different people with different kinds of orchestra experiences. And this year we have a real focus on movies. We'll be doing a number of other concerts as well, but a couple of things to mention. We will be doing the Pirates of the Caribbean, the second movie in that series. We did the first one last year, and it was a spectacular success. We're doing it actually around Talk Like a Pirate Day. Believe it or not,
would you demonstrate for us?
No, I'm going to avoid. I know you're trying to goad me into all sorts of things, but I'm not going to do it.
You're not falling for any of this.
No, right? I'm not. Wonderful score by Hans Zimmer, who also did the score for another film we're doing, which is Gladiator from 2000 with Russell Crowe. And then we're excited about all of this, but especially I have to say I'm excited about one of my all-time favorite movies, which we're doing, which is The Godfather. And that will be in the spring. And that will also feature some music that actually was not in the original film. Of course, Powell Hall was once a movie theater. And so when we mm-hmm. do these films with the orchestra playing the score live, it's really a fantastic experience there. And we'll also be doing we're welcoming back Circus Flora. That's a partnership we started a couple of years ago. This will be the third production that we're doing with them, A Winter's Fable. And that's always a great show.
That should go on forever, I think. And I don't think you mentioned the movie music thing with Pixar.
Oh, yes. That's another thing we're doing. One of the things that we've really established in the last several years is really making Powell Hall a destination location in December for holidays and for we want people to come and join us for all these great programs. So one of the things we'll be doing between actually Christmas and New Year's is a new show that has come up which features the music of Pixar films. So, of course, the wonderful Toy Story films, Monsters vs. Aliens, I have a 5.5-year-old, so I'm very well versed in these. Mm-hmm. And they're fantastic movies, of course, and the music is great. And so we'll be featuring clips of those films. This is a production that's been put together with, of course, the orchestra playing live, and it's a perfect family kind of show.
Well, we want to, of course, acknowledge the partnership that St. Louis Public Radio has had with the Symphony for, I should know how long, a few years now.
This will be our
fourth year already?
Fifth. It will be our fifth. That's right. Okay. Hmm. Yes, it is a fantastic partnership. We really value the broadcasts on Saturday night. It's just given us an opportunity to reach folks that can't get to the hall.
And
people living around the world because they hear it online, of course. And it's a great partnership that also should go on forever. So it's we love that.
And of course, Fred, you operate the business end of the Symphony. So how's all that going?
It's going well. We over the last, I would say, 5 years now, we've had a 36% increase in our ticket revenues and about a 26% increase in our contributed revenues. Our operating deficits have continued to decline, and we've seen our audiences rise. So, symphony orchestras, it's a business that is a tough business, and we really try to take a long view of this. But we're growing our revenues and keeping our expenses in check. And I would have to say St. Louis Symphony is one of the healthier orchestras, around on the scene today. And it says a lot about the support in this community, which is just tremendous, which is really what makes it possible from the people that support this orchestra.
And speaking of the community, I know it's another component that's very important to you, to the Symphony.
Yes.
Is the work that you do in education, outreach, community partnerships.
It's hugely important. I mean, we do some 250 events, mostly free, out in the community every year outside of Powell Hall, ensembles, adopt-a-school programs, performances in hospitals. It's a long, long list, and it's a really important part of who we are and what makes, I think, the St. Louis Symphony really unique.
Well, Fred, in conclusion, we touched on this briefly a little bit earlier in the discussion, but I'd like you to mention again the season finale in the beginning of May. Would you elaborate on that a little bit more?
You know, I think it's unusual to do, of course, a concert opera. That's not something you see very often. It's not something we do very often. We did it, of course, with Peter Grimes this past year. We did it several years ago with Fidelio, Beethoven. So it's special to do this, and it's particularly special because we have, as you know, we have a wonderful partnership with Opera Theater St. Louis, and our orchestra plays in the pit for Opera Theater. But that's not an opera that Opera Theater would do, because of the scale of that opera in the space. And so for us to be able to take that and do that on the stage of Powell Hall in a concert version and then add this video component to it, it's obviously a great work, and it's an important work to hear here. Just the music is incredible.
Aida,
yes, yeah. Verdi. And so it's it will be something not to be missed. It's one of those highlights of the season.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance now. Anything that I've neglected to ask you about that you'd like to mention?
Boy, you know, all I would say is come and hear this fantastic orchestra. You know, it is they're just a marvelous group of musicians. There is something on this season, as you heard from sort of the smattering. You only heard a small portion of the folks that are listening. There is really something for everyone, and we hope people will come to hear the orchestra, hear their St. Louis Symphony.
We're talking about the symphonies. 2014-2015 season. Fred Bronstein is president and CEO of the St. Louis Symphony. It's always good to see you, Fred. Thanks again. Give our regards to David and everybody else.
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Pat Hazel on his one-man show, and later comedian Greg Warren. This is St. Louis Public Radio.